At 6:06, it is fair and 61 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high of 88 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. An attempt to halt construction of a controversial casino in Broken Arrow goes to federal court in Tulsa. Marshall Stewart spent his day in that courtroom.
The state wants an injunction to stop work on McKay-Alleghe Casino. In opening statements, lawyers for the state argued the casino violates tribal compacts, doesn't have needed permission from the Creek Nation, and that the surrounding community should be spared from effects of the gambling facility. But attorneys for the tribal town counter it's a question of jurisdiction and that local governments cannot veto tribal decisions. The first witness was a professor from Oklahoma University who specializes in Native American history. Judge Greg Fizell will decide whether to grant the injunction. Testimony should conclude Friday. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court reverses a lower court ruling that had allowed the city of Tulsa to collect its own sales taxes. The ruling says the job must be done by the Oklahoma Tax Commission. Mayor Bartlett is not pleased.
That was really a big disappointment. Really, we disagree with their ruling, but that's what the courts are for, to render an opinion, and they rendered theirs.
The city has complained for years that the Oklahoma Tax Commission was not doing a good job at collecting revenue. The city has hired a firm to audit the Tax Commission. Over 2,000 jobs could be hanging in the balance if American Airlines follows through with its bankruptcy reorganization. Catherine Roberts this morning reports that there would be spillover effects, with others not associated with the airline feeling the impact.
An economist might call it an externality. For Moeen Ganim, owner of Sammy's Breakfast and Lunch at Mingo and 46th Street North, the potential loss of hundreds of American Airlines maintenance jobs is more like a nightmare.
I don't want to think about that, because it's going to be a problem.
American workers make up 30-40% of his business.
We talk with people every day. We're kind of like a family. They talk to us, we talk back to them. They are worried too much, so we worried too,
He says if the plant were to lose those jobs, he doesn't know what he would do. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this morning, not impressed is an understatement for Senate Democrats. The Senate Minority Leader Sean Burge says his party had no input into the Senate's just-approved tax cut measure.
Obviously here we've got a failure to communicate and negotiate in this building.
He calls it a line in the sand by Senate Republicans. He says the plan has no chance of passage in the state house, and Governor Fallon has not agreed to the terms. We have much more on this on our website for you at publicradiotulsa.org. A follow-up story this morning from earlier in the week. Governor Fallon has now signed the legislation requiring the Department of Human Services to drug test welfare recipients. It goes into effect in November. The same group of investors that bought the main old City Hall location buys another city office building. This one at 707 South Houston. Brian Bickle made the winning bid and says they're not sure yet what they'll do with the building.
What we're interested in is downtown. We're interested in bringing back downtown. I represent specifically sustainable design builders, and if we do anything, we don't tear anything down, and we find a way to bring them back. So that's what we'll do to this building. I can tell you 100% that's what we'll do.
The final sale price at yesterday's auction, $650,000. Mayfest gets underway later today. This is the 40th year for the Downtown Tulsa Arts Festival. Our weather forecast, sunshine and warm, a high today of 88. Tonight, mostly clear, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, breezy and, almost hot, a high of 89. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is fair and 61. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.